Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In Wichita, it is partly cloudy. We have some scattered haze. It is 68 degrees. Primary election results in Sedgwick County for municipal primary elections yesterday. Only for Wichita City Council Districts 3 and 6, the top two candidates in the primary, then move on to the general election in November. In District 3, in the south part of town, incumbent Jared Cirillo receiving 27% of the votes, and he'll join Mike Hoheisel, who got the most votes, 29%. Then in District 6, in the west and north parts of town, Maggie Ballard receiving the most votes, 43%. And Ballard is going to face incumbent Cindy Claycomb. She finished with 41% of the votes. So there were more than 68,000 registered voters eligible yesterday, but only about 4,000 actually showed up to cast votes. That's only a 6% turnout. So 94% of voters did not vote yesterday. These results are still unofficial. Mail-in ballots may be received and counted, provided they were postmarked by yesterday, Election Day. All results unofficial until approved by the county's Board of Canvassers. A Wichita man sentenced to 5 years in prison for a drunk driving crash that killed a woman.
37-year-old Jeremy Crowder pleaded guilty in May to involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence and two counts of aggravated battery. The Sedgwick County DA's office said Crowder ran a red light in Wichita on March 19, 2019, striking another car. 57-year-old Yvonne Riccio died at the scene. Her husband and another passenger in their car were injured. Prosecutors said Crowder's blood alcohol level at the time of the crash was more than double the legal limit. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Police will have a new Patrol East station in the near future.
The site is located at Lincoln and Pinecrest, west of the Alvin Morris Administrative Center in southeast Wichita. The new station should be completed by December 2022 at a cost of $7 million. Construction costs may drive the total higher. The city had planned to build a new substation at the current Patrol East location at Kellogg and Edgemore, but some of the neighbors in the Cypress Park area were opposed. Vice Mayor Brandon Johnson thanked them for their input.
It's glad to see all that engagement, a lot of hard work. I think this is a great solution. I've heard from many of the neighbors since that are excited about the potential of having police still very close to them.
In addition, the floodplain and underground infrastructure made expanding the current facility a challenge. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat, receiving multiple calls to resign. This after the release of a report by the state's attorney general.
President Biden not mincing words, calling on Cuomo to do the right thing after he refused to step down.
I think he should resign.
This after New York's Attorney General Letitia James revealed the findings of the nearly five-month-long investigation showing Cuomo groped, kissed, or sexually harassed 11 women and retaliated against at least one. Accusations the embattled governor denied in a pre-recorded message.
I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
In Albany, the state assembly speaker announcing they will move forward with impeachment proceedings once they get all the evidence from the attorney general.
And that's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. The Biden administration has issued a new moratorium on evictions for renters living in areas with high COVID spread.
A revised eviction moratorium from the CDC covers about 90% of the U.S. population in areas with substantial or high COVID infection rates.
Any call for a moratorium based on the Supreme Court recent decision is likely to face obstacles.
President Biden concedes the new moratorium may not pass constitutional muster, but says it will provide enough time for federal rental assistance to be dispersed. A group of House Democrats criticized the administration's refusal to extend a moratorium that expired over the weekend. Freshman Missouri Democrat Cori Bush spent days camped outside the U.S. Capitol urging action.
It was regular everyday folks that stood up for regular everyday folks that they don't know.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A day for the dogs at Dunkin', and have your cake and not eat it too. And our weather forecast is coming up. KNSS News Time, 8:05.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Stephen said in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Heading out for a Dunkin' run today? Well, the donut chain has a special treat for doggies.
It's only here for one day, Dunkin's Cup for Pup program. Today, customers who bring their dogs with them to Dunkin' can donate a dollar to the company's Joy in Childhood Foundation and get a treat for Fido. It's a 4-ounce cup specially sized for a doggy snout filled with whipped cream. The Cup for Pup promotion joins Dunkin's collaboration with the maker of BarkBox. It launched Dunkin-themed dog toys last month as a fundraiser for the foundation. Dunkin's website says the Joy in Childhood Foundation's mission is to provide the simple joys to kids who are battling hunger or illness. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A sugary sliver of history going up for auction.
A 40-year-old piece of cake from the 1981 wedding of Princess Diana and Prince Charles will soon be up for grabs. According to Dominic Winter Auctioneers, the slice with white icing and a sugared onlay of the royal coat of arms weighs about 28 ounces and comes from one of 23 confections made for the occasion. The auction house says it was first given to a worker at Clarence House and has been kept in good condition, wrapped in plastic within a cake tin, but add they advise against eating it. Reps expected to sell for up to $400 at auction on August 11th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we still have a traffic slowdown you'll want to avoid. We have a building fire reported at Eldora and Dewey, and that's very close to Kellogg and Washington. It's creating traffic problems right there at Kellogg and Washington, east and westbound. Things are backed up. Again, you want to avoid that area if you can. We also have a traffic accident southbound on I-135. That's north of Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check in and get our weather forecast. Meteorologist Dan Holliday will fill us in. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As wildfires continue in the western part of the country, the smoke drifts our way, leaving the hazy conditions across Wichita and south central Kansas. Today's high 88 with a light southeast wind. We will be clouding up tonight as the disturbance moves in from the Rockies. Our low 67, then clearing and 90 for the high tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have some scattered haze. It's partly cloudy, 68 degrees here on this Wednesday morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And every Wednesday morning at this time, this means it's Wednesdays with Wagel. Dr. Jason Wagel with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagel.
Good morning, Ted. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Doing good.
I know you talk about the fact that it's important to get in once a year, at least, to see for a comprehensive periodontal exam. So what kind of exam, perhaps, is required for maybe finding gum disease?
Yeah, so exactly. A comprehensive periodontal examination is often required to find gum disease. And it's something we do routinely at Kansas Perio. It's a pretty thorough examination.
So it's once a year. I assume you're just looking for more than just cavities at this point.
That's right, Ted. As a periodontist, we carefully examine the gums and bone that support the teeth for signs of inflammation or infection. Of course, we do look for tooth decay as well.
And what are the signs of gum disease if that's present?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So sometimes gums are red, they're puffy or bleed easily. Gums may also start to recede, and these are all telltale signs of gum disease and may be quite obvious. But it's also critical to do probing to measure the depths of what are called periodontal pockets. The pockets are spaces in between the gums and the teeth and cannot be easily seen and may go undiagnosed.
So what are those pockets, and what does that tell you?
The pockets, well, in general, you know, the pockets are just signs of poor gum attachment to the tooth and the bone, and it's also a sign of gum disease, which is why periodontal probing is such a useful diagnostic tool.
What about, do we use x-rays on this type of thing?
Yes, we do. We take digital x-rays at our office for many reasons, including discovering any bone loss caused by gum disease, but you have to lose a significant amount of bone before the bone loss is detected.
All right, what about the yearly exam? What else are you looking for?
You know, we are looking at the big picture as well as the fine details. We examine the position of the teeth, the bite, and we also do an oral cancer screening. We also consider patients' risk factors such as age, habits such as smoking, and the history of chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease as well.
So there's a diagnosis of gum disease. Then what happens?
Then we develop a treatment plan with the patient and the patient's dentist that is customized to the patient's needs and desires to help improve their overall health and stability.
So, I mean, summing up, how often should someone have a comprehensive periodontal exam?
At the American Academy of Periodontology and the American Dental Association recommend that Healthy individuals or asymptomatic individuals have a comprehensive periodontal examination completed once a year. This is easily done by your regular dentist and during regular dental visits. If you have a history of periodontal disease, it should be done more frequently. At Kansas Perio, we know from experience that the earlier periodontal disease is diagnosed, the easier it is to treat and maintain oral health for a lifetime.
Awesome. Super information. Dr. Wagle, have a great day.
Thank you, Ted. You too.
Thanks for being with us. That is Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. When it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Who is the world's richest actress? Well, I would not have guessed. It is Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, she decided to bet on herself and women-led stories, and that's paying off richly. She is now worth $400 million, according to Forbes estimates. The deal values her Hello Sunshine, which she founded 5 years ago to tell women-driven stories. That company is worth $900 million. So Reese Witherspoon is a wealthy, wealthy
doing
lady.
Well.
Yeah, she's doing all right. It's 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And every weekday morning at this time here in August, we head up to St. Joseph, Missouri. It's time for a live Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Yes, Reese Witherspoon, brutal and legally blonde. Pretty good and walk the line if I've got the right actress.
Yep.
And
yep, yep.
Guess I should have bought stock. And
no kidding.
Reese Witherspoon, Inc.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, the more you can do, and way to go, Reese. But, yeah, we're fired up and ready to go. Second day in pads and gorgeous day here in St. Joe and ready to go.
Yeah, how did the first day in pads go?
You know, it's interesting. I've said this before with you guys over the years. When the pads go on, some guys jump up and some recoil. Now, after one day, you got to be careful not to jump to conclusions. But a guy like Nick Bolton, the rookie linebacker out of Missouri, you could see that in pads, he jumped up two notches. He had a terrific day yesterday.
Huh.
Athletic interception. He stripped the ball away that would have been a touchdown in the end zone. I mean, he made plays. You could see that he almost played faster in pads. And that's my point. It's just some guys are that way. Tershawn Wharton, who's the Missouri S&T minor, who came out of nowhere last year to make the team, he looked like John Randall yesterday. The offensive line had a hard time blocking him, especially in the one-on-ones. And then Trey Smith, the rookie that we've been bragging about since OTAs, he repped in the OLDL against Jaron Reed and Chris Jones. There would not be too tough for assignments for him, and he not only passed, he would have gotten an A grade in every one of those reps. So it was enlightening to see the young guys come alive, especially in pads.
Do you you know, you talked about the in pads and not even, is there ever a guy or two that's just kind of a one day wonder that for some reason they have a great day but they can't back it up?
If we had the one day wonder Hall of Fame, I don't know where we'd put it, but yes, that would be a long list of dudes. Which is, you always hear the NFL term stack them up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's just take those three guys that I mentioned. Can they come down and do it again today?
Right.
Can they do it again tomorrow? Can they do it again on Friday? Because it's four straight days in pads. If they do, you've got something. Otherwise, just put them up on the one-day wonder, just like the one-hit wonder in music.
And, of course, we always talk about different segments of the team as it evolves during training camp. And I know we all have confidence, a lot of confidence in how the offense goes. But I know the defense is always kind of what we're looking at and trying to pick apart a little bit, see if they will get better.
Truthfully, the defense has had the better of it the last 2 days. If anything, if you're asking me what are you most encouraged about, I think it's the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, Tyreek Hill missed most of yesterday. He walked up the hill after up the hill. But he had some tendonitis in his knee. And then so that took him out. Then it kind of neutered the offense a little bit. It's the same thing with Travis Kelce, who's missed some time. They're just being real cautious with his back and hip. Defensively is where this team, I think, has a chance to be appreciably better. Remember, they were last in the NFL last year in red zone defense. But these young guys, Mike Dana comes to mind. I mentioned Turk Wharton. There's an emerging star coming in L'Jarius Sneed, who will be the best slot corner in the NFL this year. And they're all, though, spurred by the leadership of Tyrann Mathieu. The Honey Badger, to me, will coach one day, or he'll be governor of Louisiana. He really has a broad brush approach to life and football, but his leadership in helping these young guys cannot be overstated. And the other thing about Tyrann is he's got perspective. Keep in mind, he's played for the Arizona Cardinals. He's played for the Houston Texans. He was successful at LSU, successful in high school in New Orleans. But his understanding of the field and off the field helps these young guys. But he also knows coming to Kansas City basically made his life because of the culture.
Yeah, I like to think of it as, you know, a winner's culture, right? And, you know, you're not going to always win, you know, but I think the amount of work you put in, the belief you have in your coaches and your teammates, just certain little things like that give you the opportunity to win. And, you know, we've jumped right off to a fast start. Spags is the same old Spags, and Coach Reed is still dialing it up. And so it's fun. It feels like we're supposed to be here.
And that supposed to be here is an interesting comment, because it's the old Allen Iverson, practice. Well, Tyrann Mathieu so far, and we'll see it today, because the executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network, Dan Israel, is here, the Hall of Fame level dude who's been on this network for almost 40 years. We're sitting here waiting for the first arrivals of the morning. And quite honestly, if he's not first, he's in the first three, and it's Tyrann Mathieu. When he says, hey, it feels like we're supposed to be here, that means practice. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. And that resonates with the younger guys.
Good stuff. What's on tap for today?
Today is going to be a little bit more of the same. Now, one thing that changes, there's always copy and pasting with the pads days of 9-on-7 inside run drill. Then they do 7-on-7. That's so the receivers in deep corners go to the other part of the field. And they always do OLDL, which is fascinating to watch. Your Wichitans who are coming to practice, watch that. Think like a dolphin. Have half your brain watching Patrick Mahomes, but have the other half watching the guys that need to protect him. It's the special categories that changes every day. Andy Reid is a very real-world approach coach. And so it's why the Chiefs are really good in those situations. But there will be some extra real-world. I'm anticipating red zone today, a lot of red zone work. And offensively and defensively, they could improve in both those areas.
By the way, a happy birthday today to NFL Hall of Famer and Kansas legend John Riggins is 72 today.
The Centralia Panther, legendary in his off-the-field antics at Centralia and the University of Kansas and his stops in the National Football League. But if you go to a Centralia High School football game, you're going to go down John Riggins Drive. Yep. On your way into the stadium. But what an incredible football player.
Yeah, he's an interesting
guy. But power and speed, and yes, a tip of the cap to Centralia, Kansas this morning.
Yep, happy birthday, John Riggins, 72. All right, well, we appreciate the information, and we'll get with you tomorrow morning. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
Of course, our daily visits with Mitch Holtus from Chiefs Training Camp are brought to you by American Ag Credit, right here with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Hey, I've got a 4-pack of tickets to go see the National Baseball Congress World Series downtown at Riverfront Stadium 1 week from tonight on Wednesday, August 11th. You want that 4-pack of tickets? Call me now, 869-1330. 869-1330, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.